Believe in yourself, cause it starts with you, and then everyone else will believe you too. And if it looks like you're the only believer around, just keep on believing, don't put yourself down, just believe.
Our guest this week grew up in Detroit. And from 1985 to 2013, she was a school administrator at various Detroit schools. In 2007, she lost her son, Jacoby Ra, at age 2, to a hit-and-run driver. In 2016, she founded the Avalon Village, a sustainable eco-village consisting of more than 40 parcels of land in Highland Park. In 2021, once again tragically, she lost her 23-year-old son, Chinyalu, to murder. Her name, Shamayim Mama Shu Harris. And I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on 760 WGAI. I'm Jack Rasula, this is Anything Is Possible, and we're talking to Shamayim Mama Shu Harris, a modern-day Eleanor Josephus for the city of Detroit. In Highland Park. Mama Shu, welcome. An honor to have you.
Thank you, Jack. Thank you. I am honored to be here. So, thank you for the invitation.
Can we start by talking about your childhood, your mom and your dad?
My mom and my dad. So my dad's name is Stanley. My mom's name is Christine. She's an ancestor. She's been gone since she was 48 years old, 1995. But actually, I take care of my dad. I'm guardianship over my dad right now, and he lives with me in Highland Park. And I went to Detroit Public Schools, and I also went to a Catholic school for a few years as well, and graduated from Kettering High School in Detroit, and lived on the east side all my life, and lived on the west side to some different spaces and different schools, and ended up in Highland Park. Ended up in Highland Park to do business and live. I was born in Highland Park, though, in 65 at Detroit Osteopathic Hospital, which doesn't exist anymore. So, yeah.
What's the biggest thing, Mama Shu, you learned from Mom? And what's the biggest thing you learned from Dad?
So the biggest thing I learned from my dad was is that he said we're winners. And my mom told me that I can do whatever it is that I want to do. And she said, I can do it in my own way. She said, it doesn't have to look like everybody else's. She said, you can just make it look like how you want to and how you feel it should look. So she really taught me to be individual and just be creative in my own space.
And boy, you took that. I mean, you love bright colors. You're a walking Christmas tree, okay? Roy, I don't know where she shops, how much money it cost you, her husband Roy, but you are a walking Christmas tree, okay?
Yes, thank you.
All right. You attended Wayne State University, studied psychology, and then from 85 to 2013, you were a school administrator at various Detroit public schools.
Yes, I was.
So for 30 years, you were around kids, still around kids. Mm-hmm. How did the kids change over those years, Mama Shu?
Wee. Oh, my goodness. The children have changed a lot. Well, you know, we didn't have the internet thing going on so much. And so, to me, the children were more, they were more attached to the outside. They liked to play more. They were a little bit more, to me, creative, because they had to make certain things happen. They didn't have the things of today right now. And they made do with what they had. That's one of the things that I noticed about the children. I think that they were a little less spoiled, too, you know.
kids today, What do they want and what do they need?
Well, kids today, in my, they need love, they need care, and they need to feel safe. That is my goal. That is what they need in order to be productive people in society. They need to be trained. They need to be trained to, be respectful, to have manners, just real old school stuff. That's the kind of stuff that we like to share. Those are the type of things that we want to see our children, really kind of like some old school stuff, you know, back in the day, some of the beliefs that we held, you know, about children and how special they were. And I think that they should be treated that way.
We're talking to Mama Shue Harris, and as you can already gather, she is a master at tough love, but she does it in a phenomenally nice way.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Mama Shue, in the Indian community, the Chinese community, there's a culture of education. It's a religion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going to thrive and get a great education. How do we get that same culture into our inner cities?
So where we are in Highland Park, unfortunately, a lot of our schools have closed down. We only have one school, and it's Barber Preparatory Academy. And I was on the Board of Ed, actually. I just finished my four-year term. I was president, and I just got done. Maybe like a couple of weeks ago, my term ended. And we only have one school, and we have one other chartered school. And they went up under emergency management. They were sold, or some of the high school was torn down. One thing I know that our community needs is we need a school. We need more schools. We need educational support systems, and some of the things in the village is some of the things that we have made sure that we built there for the children, because the lack of all of that. The library is closed in Highland Park, unfortunately. And so it's tough. It's tough in our city right now as it relates to education. I see beautiful things going to happen later on. A high school will be built later on, but right now we only have two schools, no library, and it's just to me a city without children milling around is, I don't know, it's just unheard of. They bring about the beauty in everything. They're the creative energy. They keep things going. They're the next generation to take over things. And I just didn't see that. And that was one of the reasons why I built the Homework House in the village, in Avalon Village, for it to be the very first entity that I built, is because I felt that in any town that you go live in, families who are building families, they go and they look for a place for their children to go to school. They're looking at libraries, all children-centered activities, what's going on for the children. They want them to live in a neighborhood that nurtures children and has a space for them. And so that's the first thing that I had to create, the Homework House in the village, to create a space for the children first. That was number one.
We're talking to Mama Shue Harris, the founder of The Avalon Village. If you want to learn more, www.theavalonvillage.org. God blessed her with four children.
Yes.
And in 2007, he needed one of them, Jacoby Ride. And when we come back, we'll talk about Jacoby.
Okay.
And I'm Jack Rasul, and this is Anything Is Possible on 760 WJR. Welcome back to Anything Is Possible. I'm Jack Krasula with Mama Shue Harris. Your baby, the fourth. You had two daughters, two sons.
Mm-hmm.
Jacoby Ra, take us back, 2007. He's 2 years old.
Jacoby Ra, his name Jacoby means star, and Ra is Egyptian god of the sun. So it's Jacoby Ra. On September the 23rd, unfortunately, Jacoby was killed by a hit-and-run driver. He was 2 years, 1 month, and 6 days old. He was holding the hand of his brother, Chinyelu, crossing the street, and they were going to go and go play. I was on my way to a shop that I had in Highland Park called The Black Hole at the time, and up on Woodward Avenue, and I got to work early, around 11-something, that's when we opened, and next thing you know it, I saw everybody just running up, because it was only a few blocks away from the shop, and they ran up and they said, Jacoby was hit. They hit him. And I remember Chinyelu telling me that they tore him out of my hand. So what happened was is that the car kind of swiped the baby out of Chin's hand as they were walking across the street. It was a speeding driver. He did do 3 to 15 years. He did the minimum. He did 3 years. And yeah, that's what happened. It just changed my life.
You forgave him?
Yeah. Yeah, I forgave him. Well, the thing about it is that he was a neighbor down on the third block of Rhode Island Street. We were living on Rhode Island at the time in Highland Park. And he probably couldn't get away from it anyway. He just ran. And so I knew that he didn't just come out and say, hey, I'm just going to go and I'm just going to hit a baby. I'm just going to go and just do a hit and run driver. I knew that it was a mistake. The only thing is that he had to be accountable. You can't run away. And that was the thing that actually sent him to prison to do the 3 to 15, is because he left the scene of an accident, I said, that resulted in bodily harm or death. That was actually the charge. But I knew it was a mistake. And I didn't like the part that you left him in the street and you just left and ran away from the problem. He did eventually go and turn himself in, and then everything started happening, the court proceedings and all of that.
I've heard it said many times that one of the hardest things for a parent, especially a mom, is to lose a child. If there's a listener tonight that says, Mama Shu, I've just lost a son, a daughter. My pain is indescribable. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I can go on. What do you say to that parent?
You know, I think I would be real, real practical with it. And I would say, you know, that pain is probably going to be real, real intense for about 3 to 4 years, real hard. You're really going to think about your child every single day. But it is bearable. And I would show them that it is bearable because I'm still here. And it's something that will always be there, and you just got to get used to it, because that's what the Creator wanted at that time. They wanted your baby back. And so sometimes you just got to go ahead and move on and just get with that fact. But if you wake up the next day after it, you're invincible like me.
All right. Speaking of invincible,
yeah.
Talk about the people of Highland Park.
The people of Highland Park, we're real resilient. We make things happen with just little or nothing. You know, we love our city. We love the people in it. We're willing to do whatever it is to just build and make things better. Beautiful neighbors. And right now it just seems like everybody is really trying to create and really come together. We have a new mayor right now, so people are really excited about the possibilities of that. And so, yeah, Highland Park people they're kind of tough. You know, real tough, actually, but quite resilient.
All right. In 2009, you bought the first house.
Yes.
Today, you've got 40 parcels, but you paid $3,000 for this abandoned house. Paint for us a picture of Avalon Park in 2009.
Ooh-wee. Avalon Village in 2009 was full of blighted houses. It was some that was burned down. It was boats in the vacant lots. It was just debris everywhere. There were mattresses. And there were about 10 to 12 residents that were still holding on and still living there. Actually, when I was living there, one of the houses actually caught fire. And I actually bought that house too, 75 Avalon, to build a school in that space. But yeah, that's how it looked. It didn't look attractive at all. And it actually looked like, it just looked unloved, like nobody even wanted to deal with it at the time. And it just kept going down.
All right. There's a saying that it takes a village to raise a child. We're with Mama Shu Harris and her husband, Roy. Roy, she is a one-woman village. She, amen. Yes, dear. All right. And tell us about Avalon Village today.
Okay, Avalon Village today. So after we got that one house, which is the main house, 24 Avalon, we got that. We just began to purchase other properties. But also we built Jacoby Rye Park, a park after my son, simultaneously when I got that very first house. And we began to clean up the blocks one by one. I'm sorry, the lots one by one. And so it took about 8-9 years to actually clean up the block. So I just basically every summer I would get the guys at the rescue mission, the children, they would get community service hours. I worked in the school system, so I got my students, hey, come over, let's clean up this block. And I give, you know, made lunch for them, give a couple of dollars to the guys at the rescue mission for helping. And this is how we got the block initially cleaned. And it was a, it took a long time to actually make that happen. And we cleaned the two alleys too that was joining the block. And it's between Woodward and 2nd Avenue. So right now we have everything's well manicured on the whole block. We have a homework house for the children. We have a STEM lab. We have actually 5 solar streetlights with Wi-Fi capabilities. In 2011, Highland Park lost its lights on the side streets and all the neighborhood streets. And so Avalon Village is the first relit block in Highland Park since they repossessed the lights. We also have, we were on the Ellen Show back in 2016. And
what a name dropper we got here, Mark. You know,
I got to say that part. But she donated a building. It's a house. And we use it as Village Hall, just like every city has to have a city hall, a place where you handle your business and welcome visitors and all of that. And so we use that for that. So we have that building. We have the homework house, which has geothermal heating and cooling and solar as well. We also have our economical system for the village is the Goddess Marketplace, which is a shipping container business. And we're building out one right now called the Wine and Tea Shop, W-H-I-N-E and Tea Shop. And so basically, those are some of the things that are in place, Jacoby Rye Park. And then we also did a basketball court. It's called My Three Sons Basketball Court. And it's named after my sons that were killed. And so we put a beautiful mural on the basketball court, too. So we're hoping to expand and get a fence around it and also add bleachers and all of that for the rest. But those are some of the wonderful things that we got going on in the village right now. And so it definitely looks 100% different than before.
No, 1,000 times different.
1,000. Okay.
All right. 2009, I think you paid $3,000 for the first place.
Right.
This homework house took you 5 years of work.
Yeah.
And Roy, she just added, instead of 3,000, a couple more zeros, 300,000. How'd you ever get 300,000 to create the homework house?
So the homework house back in 2016, when we were just starting, I'm like, I'm going to build a village. The first thing we're going to do is build the homework house. So my team, we had to do a fundraiser, and we did a fundraiser through Kickstarter. And I remember having a conversation with my team. They were like, well, should we raise about 50,000? And I'm like, 50,000 ain't gonna be enough. And so I heard my son, the baby boy, Jacoby Ra, and he said big, and he said it 3 times. I just heard him say big, big, big over my right shoulder. And I'm like, okay. I said, you know what? We're gonna raise, let's go. We need at least $250,000 to start. So we picked a number. The number was $241,900. And we did this whole campaign for 30 days. Oh my God, it was just a campaign. Robin Swartz, she helps me with my PR. She was pushing it. The first story that came out was Charlie LaDuff. And when Charlie LaDuff did the first initial story of me building the village, it just really just went like a wildfire after that. And we raised the money, and we raised the 241.9, we ended up raising $243,691 in the 30 days. And that was to help to initiate building the village. And that's how we started.
We're talking to Mama Sue Harris, and if she ever, Bill, got a little enthusiasm about her, she'd be pretty good, you know? And I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on 760 WJR. This is Anything Is Possible. I'm your host, Jack Krasula, and we're with the incomparable Mama Shu Harris. If you want to help, and you got to help, www.theavalonvillage.org. Roy, I'm afraid to ask, but Mama Shu, what's next? That's like throwing kerosene on the fire, Roy.
Okay. Oh, my God. So we did get, this is something that kind of happened kind of cool before What's Next, is that we got the street changed to Avalon Village. So the street lines have been officially changed by the Highland Park City Council. They did a resolution and they passed it. And so the block is now called Avalon Village between Woodward and 2nd. And the signs are up. But What's Next is next summer, we're aiming to build a tennis court, put a big fence around it, and build the children a new playground, and then put the bleachers inside. So all of that, basically, that will complete the homework house is complete, and that will complete my plans for the children's activity courts. So that's what I'm looking forward to, and I'm looking forward to putting the rest of the cement. We've got to cement the other half of the block so that the cracked cement could be fixed. We did half of the block last year. We're going to do that. That's we're looking forward to that as well. So those are like some big things that I'm working on to hopefully can pop off this spring, depending on just funding and things like that. But that's on my wish list.
There's a lot of fabulous things about you. One is there's a heroic character to your personality. Okay?
Okay.
God's ways are not our ways. January 26th, 2021. For whatever reason, he'll tell you when you meet him.
Mm-hmm.
He decides, I want your second son, 23-year-old Chinye Lu. What happened?
Oh, boy, that right there, that was really, really a hard one, especially after Jacoby died in 2007, and then many years later, for my second and oldest son, Chinye Lu, to pass. But anyway, he was murdered. He was shot to death. He was shot 5 times. And I actually heard it, and I went out. I was actually on a Board of Education call at that time, Zoom call, and I heard the shots fire. And he was actually sitting in his truck, like he normally does, and he does security. And he was watching over, you know, the truck was across the street. He was pointed to our house, and where he always, and even if, when I come off on the porch, I wave. He gets out the truck and waves his hand. This was like our normal thing. But that evening, it was about 6:30, and I heard the gunshots, and I ran out and got on the porch, and I just started calling his name. And I ended up getting a call and said that he had ran out the car, and he died on the next block over to his friend's house, and he collapsed in the doorway, and he died. So yeah, that was devastating, and actually it still is. Next Thursday is actually 2 whole years that Chinye Lu will be gone. Yeah, so that is something that is fresh. So remember I said before with Jacoby, it's like 3 years, 3-4 years. It always still hurts, but the intensity of it. So I'm in the intense part of, because I recognize this pain, and I can kind of navigate my way through it a little bit better now. It doesn't hurt less, but it's like, okay, this is this. I know how this feels, so I'm just going to go ahead and work this off as well, and just do my best to get through this. So. Yeah, that's what happened.
If there's a listener, Mama Shu, tonight, that says, Mama Shu, I've just lost a son to fentanyl, and I hate God. I hate him. I can't forgive him. I respect you, Mama Shu, but what's wrong with you? You still love God. Why?
Well, I think that Chinye Lu and I think Jacoby, I think that they had their own spiritual paths. And I think that whatever agreement that they had with the Creator, I think that that time was up. And I don't believe I have any control over that, what their journey is. like mine, nobody has any control over what my journey is and how long it'll last. And I think that they lived a full life, no matter if it was 2 years, 1 month, and 6 days old, or whether it was 23 years that Chinyelu was here. I think that they had other places to go and other things to do. And I think that the Creator just has a say over that. And so, yeah, I think that they're still living their lives the way that they live their lives in the spirit world.
We're talking to Mama Shue Harris. Someday God's going to look you in the eye and say, well done, good and faithful servant. And those two sons are going to be next to him.
Yes.
And everybody in heaven is going to be there welcoming Mama Shue Harris. And I'm Jack Krasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on 760 WJR.
Jack Krasula, host of WJR's Anything Is Possible, the weekly radio visit, brings his 15 years of inspirational storytelling to hardcover. With God, anything is possible.
Anything is possible.
15 of Jack's more than 750 tales of defeating odds and achieving the extraordinary. Like Bob Woodruff, whose job covering the war in Iraq nearly cost him his life. And Nick Vujicic, the limbless evangelist who has stunned millions with his message of acceptance and grace. With God, anything is possible. Order now while signed copies are still available at trustinusllc.square.site. That's trustinusllc.square.site. And as Jack says,
make it a great week, because with God, anything is possible. Spohom.
Anything is possible.
I'm Jack Krasula. This is Anything Is Possible, and we're talking to Mama Shue Harris, a phenomenal human being and a walking Christmas tree. I've been blessed to have this show for 18 years, 925 guests. I've always said I'm not the host, I'm the beneficiary. And once in a while, I've had a person where the strength, the sheer will of their personality, their being, their heart, just changed everybody around them. One was Eleanor Josaitis. One was my hero, Ernie Banks, Mr. Cub. You're one of those people.
Wow.
How do we get that?
Look, how do you get that? Man, some stuff you just got to...
You selling that?
I want to. Don't sweat the small stuff for real. That's one of the things, I swear. You cannot just... be able to move on, and I don't know, somehow you're just going to have to make lemonade out of a lot of this stuff that goes on to keep it going. Who knows? You just got to just stay strict and stay focused. And I just been able to have a focus, to be able to work the grief off, to stay focused and still stay passionate and disciplined on what it is that I actually want to continue to create.
The late, great Robert Schuller, Hour of Power, the Crystal Cathedral in Los Angeles, he had the possibility thinker's creed. Mm-hmm. This is you, all right? When faced with a mountain, I will not quit. I will keep on striving until I climb over, find a pass through, tunnel underneath, or simply stay and turn the mountain into a gold mine with God's helping hand. Roy, that's what you live with every day. That's you.
Yeah, that is kind of that is kind of me.
Kinda.
I love that.
All right. You're a bulldozer going through a field of marshmallows. But some of those people, Bill, you know, are very offensive, etc. Bull in a china shop. You do that in a very kind, loving, comforting way. So it's like an oxymoron. How do you do it?
Balance is key. Excuse me. Balance is key and focus. And I feel good about what I'm doing. I feel happy about what I'm doing. I think this is, it's fun what I'm doing. Building a village, helping and serving. It was the way that I was raised and brought up. And so this just feels natural to me.
All right. Zig Ziglar, greatest motivational speaker of our lifetime. He used to say that anything the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve. And it's got to be in that order. Anything the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve.
Yes.
You do that every day.
Every day. Every day. When I think of something and I want to do something, I know, and it's in my mind and I have a vision, just like I did about the village, I just did the work to go towards it. You know, and I believed it could happen. And one of the reasons why is because I believe that I deserve to live in a beautiful neighborhood. I believe that the children should be safe. I believe that we should be safe. I believe that we should have beautiful things like other neighborhoods have, and just take it into action and just stay on it. And that's the thing. And it's the focus no matter what, because there's always these things that happen with, like, even like with my boys. I never would ever think that I would lose two of my children. And so those are things that I've had to work through, work over, just like in this poem, or simply stay and turn the mountain into a gold mine. I mean, I was there in Highland Park on that block. My children died on the, I mean, you know, died on those streets, literally. And it's still a place that needs love. And also, I do it in memory of them as well. So I have the park after Jacoby, and I have Invincible Gardens after Chinyelu, which Chinyelu means invincible. And so I still have that energy to go. I still have, even though I don't have the four children physically anymore, I still have them spiritually. Chinyelu, the two boys, are protectors, and they help me to manifest things. They're actually like ambassadors in the heavens. And so I'm still connected. And so it's a good thing. So that's what helps me to get over those days. And I would tell some parents who lost their children, I would tell them the same thing. Stay connected. They're still around.
All right. You've been honored many times. You've been on the Ellen Show, you know, on and on. So you go to New York, you know, TV cameras. When you have these unbelievable experiences, and you put your head on the pillow that night, what do you think?
Unbelievable experiences like awards and all of that kind of stuff.
And being honored by Ellen.
It's just so funny because we were just talking about that. Today, we were just talking about that. And I was like, I love it. I think that it is so beautiful. But and I'm honored and everything. But it's just part of my work. And I always think about, wow, it's still like stuff to do. You know, it's still a way to go in the journey. I'm still building. But those are things that encourage me and let me know that I'm going in the right direction. And sometimes I'm like, wow, okay, that was kind of cool, you know, receiving that award, you know. So a lot of times it feels kind of regular to me. And sometimes I don't like, woo, like that. But then I think I have like a delayed reaction when it comes to stuff like that. Then I was like, woo, that was a big deal. Like I just got an award on Monday. The Let Freedom Ring Award, and with Jesse Jackson and the Rainbow Coalition on Martin Luther King Day. And so I talked about how I got the email for that call, for that award, and I just had to look twice. I was like, this is this award? Like, and then I just Googled it, who got the award before. I was like, really? They're actually asking for, you know, wanting to give me the award? And so I just thought that was just so cool. But that's how I received it, you know. And so later on, now I'm sitting up here seriously, because it was only a couple of days ago. I'm like, okay, that right there was kind of a big deal and everything, because I'm seeing stuff roll out about it, you know, on the news and everything. But I was like, wow, this is just basically indicative of the work that we've put in. And these are some of the beautiful accolades that you receive.
All right. There's YouTubes of you all over. Mm-hmm. You know, when you were on the Ellen Show and the Steve Harvey and all that stuff. Every time, phenomenally vibrant colors that you wear. I wonder what her closet, Roy, looks like, okay? All right, it's the rainbow. You love vibrant colors. How you've painted Avalon Village.
Yeah.
Why are you so focused on vibrant colors?
Well, one thing about transforming blight to beauty, and that is what we do in Highland Park and with this project, is that a lot of things seem so dead and drab, and beauty is healing, and colors are healing, and Beautiful landscaping and flowers are healing, and houses that have murals are healing. And I'm thinking that that's what the neighborhood needs to help get that heart back pumping again. You know, they need to look at something. When people walk down the block, they remember how it used to be, because it was a lot of crime and it was killings and it was all of that kind of stuff on the block. They can't believe how it looks now. They was like, oh my God. But they always say when they driving down Woodward, either south or north, they look over and then they just like, wow, what is that over there? And some people just turn down that way when they see the colors. But I just think that colors, artwork, beauty, I think that all of that is healing. And that was my aim, to just basically make it as vibrant as possible.
Avalon Village, I think, is four blocks south of the Davison, right off of Woodward.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to learn more, www.theavalonvillage.org. All right, another bulldozer going through a field of mushrooms is our own Mitch album. I actually met you at the his radiothon, you know, in December when
yes.
he was raising, he and Rosie and the team, $1.866 million.
Yeah.
Talk about Mitch album.
So, you know what? I love Mitch. I love what he's doing. And I love how they included the Avalon Village in the pot, you know, and was able to fund us for actually, I think maybe like 3 years now. We've been able to receive grants from them to be able to help to build the homework house. So all of that has went, I mean, it's just wonderful. Building materials, culinary stuff, a refrigerator. That's what we use some of the funds for. And I think that what he does is a beautiful thing, because he's helping people help people. And that's one of the beautiful things that I like about Mitch, and I really appreciate that. He included us.
As our time winds down together this evening, would you lead us in a closing prayer?
Oh, I will. Okay. Heavenly Creator, thank you for this opportunity to come on this show and to talk about something that I'm very passionate about. May it be built up, and may everyone in this room have all of their passions be built up and supported in every way possible, so that it can benefit humanity, their families, and everyone, and their community. And also, we're wishing great health and prosperity to everyone in this room and togetherness. Thank you.
And Heavenly Father, thank you for Mama Shue Harris.
Mm-hmm.
And keep looking out after her and her entire team. And Highland Park.
Thank you.
Please join us next Saturday. Until then, I'm Jack Krasula. Thanks for listening, and make it a great week, because with God, anything is possible. Spall.